Section 8. We've already talked about some of it, but let's briefly go over some of the details. This is the scheduled tours and some guidelines. Since we know in advance from these applications that they fill out, now we have an online application for people that want to be want to have a tour. And so they just fill us out. They'll tell us everything we need to know in this. The age group, how long they want to come, when they want to come, all the details. And so that then helps us figure out the number of chaplains or tour guides that we will need. And then also the tour guides can then get together and figure out team teaching. Who wants to talk about, let's say, the what's going on right now, or the art, for example, and what that somebody else can talk about the history. But you kind of break it down and you figure out by asking questions, what is the need of that group? Are they coming because they're mainly interested in the art? Are they coming because they've heard about the miracles? Are they coming, you know, why are they here? And so get together with whoever's going to do it. And team teaching is really cool because when you have two people going, if one forgets something, the next one can bring up something. And we've done a lot of teaching that way that's very helpful. And the big thing is going to be with the schedule tours is to determine what your time constraints are. It's going to vary, but just ask the group leader, what is it? Now, most tours that you go to, if you take the White House tour or you take some of those other tours, you know, you'll be doing 20, 30, 40 minutes as normally what tours are. So you just got to let the Holy Spirit tell you where the focus should be and don't spend time in the wrong area. Otherwise, you use up all your time talking about the wrong stuff when God wanted you over here. And then, you know, logical things that we'll try to determine when these schedule tours come in, but we need to know what are their special needs. Are they handicapped people? Are they elderly? Are they all children? Is it hot? Do we need to be in the shade at the time that they are there? Rain provision, do they all need to be sitting down? Like if it was an elderly group, let's say they don't have time maybe, or they don't want to stand for 40 minutes. You know, that we've got all those chairs there under the shed now. So like I met with the Baptist church folks and we went over under the shed and spread out all the chairs right there in the shade and did a bunch of God ministry right there in the shadow of the cross. So those kind of things can be predetermined. And then finally, determine your basic approach for the presentation you're going to give. Is it a Christian group? If that is, that's usually a piece of cake. If it's a secular group, I guess that's bread. But you know, you give them the living bread on that thing. But you find out what is their frame of reference that they're coming from. And we're going to have some people coming that they want to see the art. And they just go to the visit. Or they want to see the plants. And they want to see the flowers. Or they're a Winnebago club that travels or whatever. Or a motorcycle club. And they just want something to do. So try to get their frame of reference. In any group, there'll be some believers. There'll be some not. But that'll help you determine exactly where you want to focus and how you want to do stuff, and try to figure out how open they are to being prayed for or ministry. So if you don't think they're too open to being prayed for or ministry, save that to the end. Tell your story. Tell them the miracles. Tell them to get them excited about what God's doing, and then say, okay, now I'd like to pray a blessing over you. And most people can't turn down a blessing. But by the time you've shared what God's done on the mountain, most of them want you to pray. Yet at the front end, they may set some of them out and said, don't pray for me. So anyways, Holy Spirit will guide you in that. The tour content, we already talked about that. I've written down a script. I don't need to read that. You've got that. I sent that to you. And I went through, and it's about a 30-minute script. If I had 30 minutes, I could make a tour and tell those things in that kind of order, puts it in an order. You take that and do whatever God tells you. Odds are you're going to have to shorten it. You're going to have to emphasize in one area and not talk about another area, for example. But you've got it. But it's like the spiel that you would have if you went to a regular tour. It's the things that would normally be said in a tour about what we're doing. But again, because we're unique of what God's doing and He's leading the tours, that means the whole tour thing may be thrown right out. So just realize that. You've got what you need, but you may not use all of it. So we won't go through the actual tour itself, but it's kind of reciting a lot of what we've already talked about. And putting the facts first, and then talking about the art, then talking about the history, then talking about the supernatural miracles, signs and wonders, then getting questions. And the questions from the guest are real, real important because it opens up where you're supposed to go next and how you're supposed to do ministry. And it may be that the tour part, the official part, is only like 10 minutes. And then you go to questions, and the questions may take you into areas that you may spend a lot more time doing that, but that's where they want to go. And so you let the Holy Spirit direct that. And then finally, at the ministry, at the end of it, I would try to pray a prayer over everybody and try to lead them to Christ in a group prayer. And I've got the dialogue is there in the script. You know, and then, but if not, then you say, I'll be happy to pray with people after we end this tour, and then I can do it personally. But the cool thing is when you do it in a group, it often gets a whole lot done real, real fast. It saves you a lot of time. And some people are ready. They've already, they're just waiting for you to ask them and to lead them in the prayer. So go ahead and do it. And then also, it depends on what God's doing, but you may want to pray for their healing and the miracles. I generally do because I like that. And they've already, I can see in their hearts and in their eyes, and some of them are weeping and crying. God's already touched them, so I'll just ask for God to heal in Jesus' name. And boom, sometimes it just happens right then. And often I'll ask God to show them his glory. And when the sun's out and it's bright, and it's, that stuff pops up pretty quickly. I mean, how many of you in here have seen the visible glory that we're talking about? One, two, three, four, about most of you in the room, yeah. See, now how many of you have actually prayed for somebody else to see the glory and they got to see it? Oh, good. Praise God. See, I told you this wasn't me. You know, you see what that proves? That's God. That's you and God and the Holy Spirit. That miracle is happening, and it's so undeniable. It's in your face. It's on your hands. It's on your clothes that people go away and never forget their moment on the mountain with God. You know, they may forget our names, and that's fine, but they're going to remember the name of Jesus. So, anyway, what I'm saying is let the Spirit guide you. But often when people are already in faith and you see the faith in them, speak the blessings on them. Speak the glory on them. Speak whatever they need, and then you'll find out later what the Holy Spirit did. And you can still end it, and then you can go off to the side and say, I'm over here if anybody's got any questions or prayers. And there'll be some that may come over, and there may be sexual abuse, or there may be other things going on. They don't, you know, talk publicly. But then, you know, God will make a way and go off to the side or get somebody and help them as much as you can. Then refer them to others where they can get help, other ministries, other sources that can get the help. Okay, let's see. Oh, yeah, troubled guest. We probably ought to, we're almost through here, but we probably ought to talk about troubled guest. We haven't had too much of that yet, but we've had some. Both Randy and Deborah were up at the cross when some college kids came up and felt the power of God at the mountain, sensed the supernatural power, and they wanted to do witchcraft and tarot cards in the cross. And by God's sovereignty, he had, you know, them sitting there. What was it, midnight? It was late at night, right? Yeah, it was real late. But God had our team there and said, no, we're not going to do that in the cross. You know, this is a holy place. Only God's worshipped here, and that is witchcraft, and we don't allow that on this mountain. And it gives you an opportunity to present Jesus and the truth. But, I mean, the people that are on the dark side that are worshiping demons and Satan, and they know the power's here. I mean, it's well known in the demonic kingdom that the power of God's in Kerrville, Texas. And so, but sometimes there'll be people, if you sense something dangerous, you know, then pray to God and ask for help first, and then call 911. Don't think there'll be too much, as we pray so much over that place that even the demons have a hard time manifesting there. But some of their people come up because God wants them free, just like those kids. God let them come to his cross and meet you guys to hear the truth. And some of the kids and people have never heard the truth. And so even when somebody comes up with the wrong motive, God can use it and turn it for good. Just be prepared. We've had that may happen. Again, watch the eyes. That's one thing you can do too, and you can kind of see what spirit somebody's of. But we're just getting into this. It hadn't happened very much, but there's been a few things. I was up there yesterday, and there was three or four cars up there, and all around. I noticed a car all banged up with a bunch of guys in it, like in their late teens, look like. And I saw them drive to the top, and again, I was just watching. They looked around real quick. They saw the people. They saw the cross, and they got out of there. They didn't get out of the car. They didn't stop. They didn't do nothing. But we're praying that the good stuff happens on that mountain and that God brings those that need him. That's a lot of people. That probably finishes up. Do we have any questions about guidelines or troubled guests or anything like that anybody wants to ask a question? Section number 8, supplies for the tours. Now, many of you know, but what you're going to have your own personal identification. And both tour guides and chaplains can have the red apron once the executive committee approves them. We've made badges before, we'll do it again, but we'll make you up some kind of a name badge that you can put that shows you're official. We'll issue you the red apron. We've also got business cards that the foundation has. Normally we don't use those too much because we'd rather give them a tract that has salvation message in it than get them to heaven. a business card just gets them to your phone number, your address. So if you know if you're going to give them anything, it'd be better to give them the brochures that can get God to them quicker. But we have those, and then hopefully we'll be able to do certificates when we get the for you to frame and to put up in your home if you want to, saying that you're a TCKF tour guide and chaplain. So those will be things for identification for you. And you know, it's important. There's lots of people up there coming. There's thousands of people coming to the cross now, and everybody's praying. We welcome anybody to pray for anybody if they're praying in the name of Jesus Christ. We're not asking, are you a Pentecostal or Assembly of God or a Southern Baptist or a Lutheran or a Roman Catholic? We just want to make sure people are being prayed for in the name of Jesus Christ, and God will sort it out. And so these aprons are going to tell visitors that you're with us and that you can be trusted. And if I went to a place where people were praying, especially years ago, I didn't really know what was going on, a lot of things, I would be suspicious about just letting somebody come up and pray on me and lay hands. And the Bible even says, don't let somebody lay hands on you suddenly. The enemy will try to use that. So this will help our guests know that you're for real, you're with this deal, and they can ask their questions and trust you to give them a good straight answer. So when you do and you're ready to go out and serve God, go ahead and put on your apron and all the time you're there in the name badge. Personal materials, I suggest that you make up a notebook. Now, Deborah, Randy showed me your notebook that you made. Would you or Randy come up here and show them what you already did? You got that notebook there? Basically, Deborah took the documents I sent out yesterday and printed them out and made cover sheets. You can carry a notebook with you, and you can have it sectioned. You can have it highlighted, so you can do your own deal. And what you have in there is everything if you need it, but you won't need it. It's like having a whole bunch of bullets in your holster. You don't need all of them. You're going to use one or two that God says get. So, but did a great job, Deborah. Teaching aids. Now, I often bring pictures. Now, we're going to get some more stuff done in the way of signage and stuff at the garden, but I have a notebook some of you may have seen, a leather-bound book, and in the book I have the printouts of the garden and the pictures and the people that are healed. And if I have time, and often I don't, but when I do, I can show them the site plan, I can show them people that were healed, I can show them the angel orbs, I can show them the glory, and they can thumb through that. And that's very good. You might want to build something like that using some of these pictures that we've sent out. You know, a real big group, we may even need to have a microphone, portable units that we have used in the past. And we may get something better as we get a little bit forward, so somebody can literally, if you have a group up there by the cross, we plug in to a microphone, and suddenly you can let everybody hear. And then the shofars, this is a shofar, it's a modern shofar. The actual ones in the Bible were ram's horn. This is a kudu. But from the Old Testament, you probably guys know this probably, but the Jews used these to signal the people to do different things, and they would blow the shofar. So if you're giving a scheduled tour, you know, it may be cool to have somebody with a shofar blow the shofar to get everybody assembled, because they're all going to be milling around and looking at the art and talking. And you blow the shofar, and that kind of brings them in. So those of you that have shofars, you know, you might bring them or bring somebody that can blow a shofar, and it makes it kind of fun. Be creative. I mean, if you got a group and you know, and it's especially if it's kids, it's something fun because it starts it off on a real positive light thing, and you get people's attention, and you make a relationship. And then you tell them the serious stuff about Jesus, and you've already got their attention. Let's see. Now, you know, in some cases, bring your cameras, your telephone camera. I carry a regular camera just because I want to get more options with the photography on the thing. But when there's good stuff going on, get the pictures, because we use those. And you guys may not know it, but lots of people are getting saved and baptized and even healed by going to our website. They hear about the garden, they Google it, they go call the website, and they read the testimony, they see the pictures, they pray online. Like at the cross, you know, on our live video, you can click on it, and it says, read the plaques that are in the cross. So you see the people standing in the cross, and you're all sitting curious, what are they reading? And you click on it, and then now you're reading the salvation prayer, you see? And so people literally are getting saved and baptized and healed and empowered and covered with the glory. We got them that write me, and they read our stuff, and they get covered in the Shekinah glory. We got people that have read the website, prayed the prayers, and taken pictures in those angel orbs all around them. See, this is God's multiplication. They never got to Kerrville. They never got inside the cross, but they connected with God. So it gets good pictures, because I use those good pictures, and we use those good pictures, and it's, again, just a way to build credibility that what this is real. We're not. It's not hype. We're not. It's not fake. It's genuine. Power of God's manifesting, and that draws people. And Jesus did the same thing. All those miracles and all that stuff, people wanted to listen to what he said because of what he did. And he used that as a device to then get them to sit down and hear his words. So same will work for us. Again, bring your phone. We're going to try to set up a deal where if you do get swamped, you can call for reinforcements and more firemen. And so if you're out there like Fern and you were, and suddenly you're overwhelmed with people and cars, you can make a call to our dispatcher, which hopefully will be Dawn over here, that will then can send out a text and an email, and instantly anybody that is connected can see we've got 50 people or 100 people at the cross right this minute. And if you can get out there and serve. Hats, sunglasses, rain gear, that's probably good to have in the car. I keep that in the car. One thing I've learned in giving and speaking and stuff is if you can, don't wear sunglasses to the people. They need to see your eyes. You know, and I like seeing somebody else's eyes so I can know what's going on with them. But I always make a point about when I'm giving a presentation, I don't put sunglasses on because I want them to be able to see my eyes, and because it works both ways.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You know, you were talking about having some of these things in their car, and you were also talking about, you know, we can connect quickly by a text message, but if we carry our aprons in the car at all times,
right,
we would be ready as soon as we got there.
Yeah, well, that'd be excellent. Yeah, if you kind of kept a little emergency kit with you, that's a fire kit, whatever you want to call it, fire extinguisher or fire, what would you call it, fire starter with your kit, that fire starter kit, there you go, in your car with your apron and the materials. Now, we're going to try to keep, and that's the next section we're talking about, we're going to keep the supplies up there on the table. Johnny and I and several of us keep renewing and refreshing the supplies, so it never should go all the way down. If it does go down, we have that shed and there's extra in there. Like if we just suddenly get flooded by a bunch of tourists, you can simply, trustees have been given the combination to that little building, and you just go to that ice chest there and the stuff where we got extra Bibles, extra brochures, extra CDs, and put them out there. But Johnny and I are checking every day, at least one time a day, to do the supplies. But yes, bring your stuff with you. And if you really listen to the Holy Spirit, he'll tell you when to go out there when you weren't planning. You were just going to go get bread. And God says, no, right now I need you right over there right this moment. And you go over there and you may get there and there's nobody there. Like it's happened, I've heard Chris's stories two or three times. There's nobody there. And then suddenly within a few minutes, three cars pull up. You know, that's a real cool thing. But God needs you on post before he sends you the people. And then we have all of our different kind of forms, and you guys know about those. Those are listed, but we got our brochures, we got our paper order forms, decals, auto decals, comment cards, pencils, pens, the CD of the garden story, CD of the music, CD of the teaching, and then at times during the summer we've had free water up there. We've got that great shed now that's temporary until we get the construction done, but it sure is good in the summertime and in the rain, and it's worked really good. Thank you, Johnny, for helping make that happen. So that's basically the supplies we have. Does anybody have any questions on the supplies? Okay, training resources, and we've talked about this during the morning. The websites are full of good stuff. It's kind of like the Bible. There's so much stuff in it that if you just started reading the websites, I don't know how long it would take. If you read every word, it'd probably take you more than 24 hours. We have got so much good stuff on there. Plus, we've got lots of TV shows, PowerPoints on there. We've done a lot of TV show and interview things that TBN and CTT, CTC, and a bunch of others where there's 15-minute shows, there's 30-minute shows, there's 45-minute presentations, and then there's all kinds of resources, the stories, the pictures, the testimonies. We'll be getting on more when these people get healed. We have the endorsements and the famous people. You know, if there's no other ministry that I know of in the country that has as many respected men and women of God at high levels praying for them as we do. And they may be out there, but I don't know who they are, because God has brought in the leaders of around the world because they see this as a major, unique evangelistic outreach. And because of that, they have sowed their prayers, they have sowed their endorsements, and some have given their money to help us do this. And so, some, you know, what that does on the website is it adds credibility. You know, when you see Franklin Graham and James Dobson and Bill Bright and Oral Roberts, I mean, you know, in the same, we're supporting the same thing. I mean, that's that diversity of the body of Christ is pretty impressive, and I thank God for it, because just like when you go to a restaurant or someplace, you'd like to know some people that think a lot of it. You know, if you get a bunch of good referrals of a place, you may go check that out. And we've got a bunch of really good referrals. And we're also getting, and you'll find it on our website, is these incredible testimonies from just average folks that come up there and touched by God. And that's priceless too, because you've got Mike Huckabee's talking about it. And then you got some truck driver that was just coming down the road and said, this is the most incredible place I've been in my life. You know, and we've had a number of those kind of letters that have said, I can't believe the power of God that I sensed in that place. And so, anyways, that's on one of our websites, The Cross at Kerrville, and then Pave the Way of the Cross is where those endorsements are. Miracle Signs and Wonders, that's on The Cross at Kerrville, and then the Ambassadors of the Cross and how to participate. We've got a whole separate website on that. And so they all work with each other. They all bounce back to each other. But if you Google any of our names, any of the that we come up all over the internet, thousands of listings for the Coming King Foundation, the Garden, all the different ways. So if anybody's trying to find us or Jesus, you know, we show up in a lot of different search words when God's done this himself. So check the website. We do have the printed literature. We talked about that. That's available to you guys to use as you need. We have plenty of Word documents of all kind of things that are available. Right now we have 4 audio CDs that we give away. The Garden Vision, number 1. The Dr. Carpenter did the Doctrine of Baptisms, which are out of that right now, but are getting some more. And then the number 3, which is the testimony entering the Promised Land with the later thing. So we're now going to just be doing the number 3 and phase out the number 1, because the number 3 has more updated. And as we keep doing this, and God keeps doing miracles, we'll have more, and we'll go with the latest one. But those are in our resources, and they're all on the website. We can get them. And then the 4th CD we have is the Music Ministry from Bobby Dendy. And that's a big part of what we are now, the 24/7 worship that's been going on since we opened the Garden. And that really speaks to the hearts of lots of people. And it's just, I've been amazed out there when we're doing something, right at the moment we're doing it, boom, the music comes on just right. Like I was doing this, I guess this past week, and I was with some people, and we're there, and suddenly it starts raining. And so we start heading for the shed, and the next song up is, Let It Rain, Let It Rain. I said, thanks, Lord, that's funny. And, you know, but I mean, boom, boom, we were literally getting the special effects like they have to do at Disneyland. They try to make that happen. Here, God just does it, you know. And but anyways, the worship music is wonderful, and get that in people's hands if you can, too. Finally, as I said, the videos, we have a lot of TV videos, and they're done to fit short format. So if you need to give somebody a short dose, you can give them a link to one of the TV interviews, and it's like a PowerPoint, but a lot less detail, but with the main thing and a lot of the images and stuff, and so that kind of works. And then we do have PowerPoint presentations, a 45-minute one, like kind of like what we went through today, and then a short 20-minute one, which I used at the Chamber of Commerce one time. So, and we'll be doing more of those. Any questions about any of that? Procedures and policies, certification. You're here today. That was part of the requirement to be a chaplain or a tour guide, but what we'd like to do is make sure everybody has filled out a volunteer application and get that to us, and then the executive committee of the board will then look and pray over each one. And it's just a check basis that we can be sure we know the people who are representing us, and so that's really what that's about. And so we will then issue or certify our tour guides and our chaplain after their applications have been reviewed and prayed over. And then we want to then go out to the cross, and if it works with your schedule, and some of us on the board pray over you and give you your apron and commission you to do start doing the ministry. Now, some of you already have the aprons, you're already doing it, and you're good to go and anything, but we thought that would be helpful, that we can actually pray over those and kind of impart and send you out kind of in the biblical pattern to do that. Now, on the certification, we've decided and thought wise is that certification expires automatically in a year, and that just gives us a way that we can see who's still doing the job, so we don't have, you know, 500 chaplains and only 30 of them are actually doing something. And so we'll have a list that stays alive. And again, we know people's lives change. If your lives change, go where God sends you. Do what you got to do. I'm thankful that you're, for this season of your life, you want to sow into God's garden. So as long as anybody wants to sow, we sure want you here. But the certification, we'll just let it expire after a year. And it can be renewed simply by wanting to be, continue on to doing what you're doing, and help us come with one of these classes, and then we'll continue it. And the commissioning, as I said, we'll just do it at the cross, and after the board votes and approves, then we'll figure out a time that's convenient with your schedule when some of us are out there, and we can pray in the center of the cross, and so you'll know that you were officially commissioned in the cross. And then revocation of your certification, we may never have to deal with this, but you got to write this in groups like this. If somebody's not doing themselves, handling themselves properly or ethically or morally, and somehow we got them as a chaplain or a tour guide, we need to be able to have a way to remove that authority. So hopefully we won't have to encounter that. We had to do it in the bull hunter education thing a couple of times when we got a couple of outlaws and they wanted the badge, and then they were out poaching deer and doing some other thing, yet they were supposed to be teaching how to be honorable, ethical, and do everything right. So we will have the ability to remove somebody's authority from being a chaplain or a tour guide. And if the person does not agree with that, they're welcome to appeal the decision in writing to the board, and the board will vote on it. Okay, and I think we've talked about dangerous situations. I think we're good on that. Any questions for anybody on that section? This is section 11, and it's the schedules. We'll go through this. We're going to talk about hours. We've asked that the tour guides and the chaplains be willing to serve at least 4 hours a month and wear their red aprons when they're on duty. And this can be doing whatever you're doing up there. It doesn't mean you just have to be sitting there waiting, but you can be doing any other things that need to be done, like we do, picking up trash and cleaning the sculptures and doing ministry and whatever. But it's a commitment, and that's what we're hoping to get people that will give us and the Lord some kind of a commitment. Of course, exceptions will be made for illness and other circumstances and those kind of things. That we'll look at those. But we want people entering this to realize that there's a commitment to the Lord that they're making so that they can serve Him and be accountable. As I said, all hours that you serve at the garden would count, and you're going to be keeping track of this. But we'll figure out when we don't see somebody up there ever that they may not be the right ones for the job. And yet, those that find out how much fun it is, like Bill Lewis and Jim McKnight and Ron Peterson, they're there on their own because they've been so blessed by God, and they've been such a blessing to so many other people, you know. And that's what we hopefully you'll find. Scheduled hours, of course, we can and we would like to, if it's possible, we maybe get to the place where we need to have scheduled hours just like Bill and Jim and Ron have. They actually have called into the office, told Ryan, I want to be, put me down every Friday at here to here, or every Monday here to here. And so we know they're on duty. We'll put that on the calendar. And so if any of you feel that God does want you there in a regular way rather than random, then just tell us and we'll block that hour so that anybody that wants to see who's on duty, we can look and see which tour guide or chaplain happens to be on duty at the time. And then you can, you know, fill in the gaps, because we are getting a lot of people, and it would be nice if we could kind of spread out our folks. You know, I don't know if we're going to fill in all those hours real soon, but the more and more people come, the more and more we're going to need it. And right now, the busiest time seems to be the weekends, and both pretty well all day and in the evenings are pretty well real, real busy, but also in the afternoons. And I mean, I've been watching that camera, and there are people there till midnight worshiping in the cross. Now, often those are the gung-ho folks that are up there just to have time with the Lord. They're not the tourists, you know. But so we'll let God figure that out. But there'll be a point probably when we have the calendar full, so every hour that we're open, we've got somebody there. So just let us know if you'd like to have fixed hours. Otherwise, come when the Holy Spirit says. Random hours, and that's what we're talking about there, is commit to giving at least 4 hours to the Lord a month, and then just be open. Keep your ears on, and when the Holy Spirit says, go down there right now, go. And then there'll be something there for you that God's got. Scheduled tours. Now, the scheduled tour thing, we'll get those, and they'll come into the office, and they'll ask for a certain date, a certain time. And so we'll send out an email and ask who's available. This is the group. Who wants to come? You know, let's say it's a Pentecostal group. Well, somebody, one of you maybe that's from a Pentecostal background, says, I'll talk to them. or maybe a Baptist group. We'll have somebody from that background, or a Catholic group, or whatever, because God will figure it out. But we'll give you plenty of time on those. They let us know weeks in advance, usually, is what those are. Then, of course, schedule tours. Just be sure to minister, I would suggest, it as a big group as much as you can, and then smaller, because you can cover a whole lot real fast and let the Holy Spirit direct you, and then the smaller stuff. And then finally, the firearm alerts. That's something that we kind of started just because we would get up there and suddenly there was a ton of people, only one or two of us there. And so we're just now trying to get that activated, but it's a way that we can send out alerts. And for the younger ones, they've all got their phones with their texts and all that stuff, and as we go forward. But ideally, wouldn't that be cool if everybody's got their phone and we find out a bus has just pulled up? And, you know, we send out a fire alert, and it's a 5-alarm, there's 50 people, and it immediately shows up on all of our stuff.
This is Ryan Huff with the Coming King Foundation. You have just listened to the tour guide and chaplain training class given by TCKF President Max Griner Jr. on July 20th, 2013. If you would like to be considered a certified TCKF tour guide or chaplain, please fill out our application, which is on the TCKF website and available now upon request from our office. TCKF chaplains and tour guides are also required to hear Max's 40-minute presentation on the garden vision and history of the project. This presentation is available on our website and on CD. In addition, all tour guides and chaplains are required to serve at least 4 hours per month serving at the Sculpture Prayer Garden in Kerrville, Texas. If you would like to be a certified TCKF tour guide or chaplain or have any questions, please contact the TCKF office. You can also visit our website for more information, www.thecomingkingfoundation.org. Thank you for supporting the work of the Coming King Foundation.